Oh, have you seen these commercials for Metro PCS? I know that you don't watch a ton of TV, but it's like I personally don't like them, but it's like two Indian guys, and it's like, welcome to Tekken Talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Chad, and with like Chad and Ranjit.
Yeah.
And like they have like really heavy Indian accents.
Do you find that offensive?
I do kind of. I'm like a little bit like, what is going on here?
Yeah, and then they have a white kid on a scooter.
Sometimes, yeah. And it's like Tekken Talk with Chad and Ranjit, you know, and it's like, today, Metro PCS, and you know what? It's funny, I can't even do an Indian accent very well.
Oh wow.
I don't know. I can't. I try to, I don't even sound as good as Apu on Simpsons. I sound worse than that. So, like, I try to every once in a while because, like, I want to do the commercials. I can tell you what about it. But it's just, what is that commercial about? And how is that, like...
I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know. But it is kind of offensive, I think. And but this interesting thing is that 15 years ago, if they had made that offensive commercial, it would have been Asian guys. I guess Indians are Asian guys, but like, you know, Chinese or
the
or
Indian something. Stock is rising.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks to Slumdog Millionaires. It's a real
It's Mumbai and the call centers, my friend.
Right, right. one of my future in-laws' aunts said to me at one point, "Well, it's becoming pretty popular." Or she's like, "Oh, like where are you from?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, you know, from the Bay Area." She's like, "Oh, but." You know, where are you? And I'm like,
she's from the older generation, huh?
I was like, oh, no, but I'm Indian. She's like, oh, that's a pretty popular like thing these days, you know? And like, Slumdog Millionaire and all that stuff. And I'm like...
Oh, I thought she was referring to the fact that there's like a billion people in India.
No, I think it's... Indians are sort of like, on a national stage, they're becoming more and more...
Right.
I think what's happening is it's like sort of maturing. Our brand is maturing, as it were. Like, we laid the seeds... About 30 years ago, when I was born,
Well done.
And those that crop is reaping. We're reaping.
It's ripening.
Well, like you reap the
you
rewards,
reap the harvest.
Exactly, exactly.
But the crop doesn't reap.
No. We're reaping the crop.
Okay, there you go.
You know, I mean, like, and maybe even just like a couple years before me and a couple years after me, like that sort of era. I think these people, the first generation or the second generation, whatever you want to call them, the firstborns. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
They're sort of like branching out from the engineer, doctor, lawyer genre, as it were, and like branching into like, you know, the arts and to entertainment and to, you know, media and things like that. Mm-hmm. We have like people like Aziz Ansari and the guy from The Daily Show, Asif Manvi.
And, though, is he Indian?
I think he might be something else, but the subcontinent is what I'm talking about.
He might be something else.
He might be.
He might be one of those other races.
He's one of the race. He's just like, you know, but the South Asian sort of like, as opposed to the
anywhere between the Caucasus and like Indochina.
Right, right. And you're getting more and more brown people on TV, as it were. I never really cared for that term, but that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like I said, those two people I mentioned, and then there's a couple other movies, like the guy from Office Space, if you remember that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, there's a couple other reporters now that are on TV, and then you'll see, like, you know, there's Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, yeah. He's big.
Kyle Penn, apparently.
He's going to be a president. There's the governor of Louisiana.
Bobby Jindal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, the governor of...
Well, and he speaks with a Louisiana accent, so
yeah,
that's
I mean,
like...
Even, and that's the thing is, it's like, that's the thing, right? It's funny, because on that show, Parks and Recreation, Aziz Ansari is on there.
Okay.
And he grew up in South Carolina on the show. But I think he actually did grow up in, you know, South Carolina. And part of his act is like, people are like, hey, man, what's going on? And then he says, oh, not much, how are you? He's like, whoa. Why do you talk like that? It's like, because I'm from South Carolina. It's like, yeah, I know, but where are you from? No, I'm from South Carolina. Just like, I'm from California. Like, that's where I'm from. You know how, like, you are, like, German? You, like, and your family is German, or, like, you're Italian and you're from New York? That's because you're from New York, and I'm from California, and I'm Indian. It's the same thing, except that I don't look like other Americans. I look like a brown person.
You do look like other Americans, like many other Americans. But you know what? You're unique and special too.
Well, that's been a very life-affirming. Like, wow, I'm getting all weepy right here.
I think, though, it is kind of interesting. And I, you know, going back to that commercial, I sort of saw it. I was like, wow, that is kind of...
Yeah.
That's, I mean, like, that's kind of blatant racial stereotyping.
I right wonder there. If those actors who are in it, like, I wonder what their deal is. Like,
yeah.
I mean, because, you know, and I think, like, even, you know, the Asians, even back, like, in the 90s and maybe the 80s, there was always, like, the sort of, like, really stereotypical Asian guy.
Oh, well, in do you remember in those, in the 80s movies, I guess, it was even more so, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was, like, it was... The kid in Goonies who had all the techno gadgets and stuff like that.
What was his name?
His name was Data.
Right. And you wonder if he was actually that Chinese that he spoke like that or
no,
whatever.
No, he definitely wasn't because I remember seeing that kid in a lot of other stuff.
He just played it up, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, is that a... It's
he,
just,
you know, he was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah, a short round, right?
Yeah, yeah. You call him Dr. Jones. Like, oh, man. Do you think Spielberg was like, hey, can you sound more, you know?
You know, Spielberg is, I mean, like, I think going back and watching his movie, he plays into a lot of, like, sort of, like, cliches, I think.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cliches. Yeah. Whereas, like, I think when I grew up, I was like, oh, you hear Spielberg, and you're like, oh, wow, he's, like, the best director ever. And it's like, he makes really popular movies that are fun to watch, but that's because they rely almost exclusively on cliche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, if you think about Temple of Doom, that was also a horribly like cliched, like stereotypical.
Oh, that's true. It had. I mean, it was in India.
I mean, it's just like
no, that was really bad.
I mean, because when I watched that, I'm like, I don't like. I was a kid when that came out, and I just didn't even understand what was going on. I was like, and then I think there was one scene where like he's like
Kali.
Right. Well, that right.
Kalima.
But
Kalima Shakti De.
Wow, you really, you got that.
And then there are the guys waving their hands back and forth. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah. And he puts his hand in his heart.
Oh, that was all,
I'm never going to India.
That was all very confusing for me.
You get your heart pulled out. I don't actually remember any of the English lines from that movie.
Okay.
They were probably really bad.
Well, Shorty, you've seen
well,
some
but,
of that.
Yeah, okay, so he said some stuff. He spoke in pidgin English. It was a different... But that, no, that kid, you know, of course he was an American kid, grew up in America. They were just like, hey, can you sound like, you know.
Here's $100,000.
Yeah, your grandfather. And I'm sure it was, you know, of course I'm going to do that for $100,000.
Yeah, so I wonder what, like, Chad and Ranjit think about that. Because I don't know, it's not a very, like, positive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because it's also, it's a positive sort of, like,
it's a portrayal image.
Because it's like, okay, these guys are smart. They know about technology.
But it really fits a stereotype.
Right.
Or you know what? It's not even... It's more than fitting a stereotype. It's building a stereotype, which I think is sort of where you could get into even murkier water, you know? It's like... I think that there's... think of Apu from The Simpsons.
Right, right.
You know, or something else. Like the Middle Eastern and through the Indian subcontinent stereotype from 30 years ago, from when we were kids, was like, what, cab driver?
Right. I mean, 7-Eleven owner.
7-Eleven guy. Yeah, I mean, and now station. it's, you know, doctor, tech guy, engineer, whatever.
Oh, but I think it's always been like that also.
Has it?
I mean, I think so. I don't know, but I mean, I think so. I don't. I think it's been all those things.
Okay.
I think it's still cab driver and taxi driver.
Well,
and,
Apu got his PhD making computer punch cards.
Well, that's always the funny joke, right? But I mean, that's a joke for anybody. It's like Russians and like Eastern Europeans. It's always like in Romania, I'm nuclear physicist. In America. I taxi driver, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, that's funny, you know. I mean, but it's, I think, like every, and there's always like the doctor in India or the famous surgeon who has to come here and like be a hotel manager or something like that because he can't get a license or something. I mean, I think that sort of thing has been going on for a while.
But. Though hotel management is a respectable position, and I think they earn a lot of money.
You think so?
I think so. I think you go to school to study hotel management.
Well, I think it depends on. Just like everything, it depends on the hotel you're managing.
That's true.
I think if you're managing like the Motel 6 on the way
to... Well,
that's
not a hotel, my friend.
I'm sorry. Even if you're managing the Holiday Inn and you're on, you know, on the way to Sacramento.
It's a step.
It's a step in the hotel management
well,
you know,
ladder.
Everything is a step.
That's true.
As long as it's a step in the right direction.
Not a step in a pile of turd.
All right. Well, with that step.
Did we get any emails that we should respond to?
No,
of course not.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for listening, people. This is the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Thank you, and good night.